Mango Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
What? All right, I'm going to do this for like a little while. I always do this where I ask questions, or you ask questions, and because I'm tired of asking the same fucking stupid questions, answering the same stupid questions over and over again after the show. So if you want to yell some shit out, we'll talk right now.
Wesley Snipes.
I don't hate Wesley Snipes. I was supposed to fight him. No, that was real. It was his idea. I'm not making this up. If anybody, hold on, one at a time, fuckhead. This was a crazy thing where Wesley Snipes wanted to have an actual fight, like in the UFC, in order to like get his action career, make it look legit. So he wanted to fight someone who sucked. So obviously he went right to me. He's like, let me get that little short guy on Fear Factor. And he probably thought I would say no, but I said, okay. I'm like, look, if he kicks my ass, I'm like, so what? He's half vampire. Who gives a shit? It's real, yo. I don't care. It's a black guy. They move quicker. They got higher butts, whatever. But he got scared because he thought I was crazy. So I do the commentary for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, if you don't know. It's very bizarre. That's a bizarre gig for a comedian. You know, because nobody wants to think of a comedian as being like some fighter character. But, I don't fight, but I would have fight that guy. You know, I would quit doing the commentary in a heartbeat if they would bring back Jim Brown. If anybody knows the UFC, the early UFCs, the commentary was done by Jim Brown, who's this crazy football player from the 60s. He had no martial arts experience whatsoever, but he was 150-0 in bare-knuckled domestic squabbles. He would do commentary like,
right about now, he's tapping out. Yeah, that's a luxury my first wife back in 65 did not have. I told her, bitch, you talk all that shit you want. You better recognize ain't no referee in my living room. You know what I'm saying? Don't write checks with your mouth. Your ass can't catch. Anyway, back to the action. He right now, he is in the mount position. Instinctively, I would be looking for a blunt object, like a lamp or maybe even like a boogan.
DMT. DMT is something to talk about, but it's not really funny.
Caesar Tracy!
Oh, you guys train with Caesar? What?
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. That's MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
More Like Radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I don't know what your problem is. I'm not too sure what the problem is here, man.
I can tell you one problem. When your real estate license expires next year, you might need some help with that.
First off, he tells him. He looks up at your real estate license.
So hold on a second. Renee, did you send that information to Joe?
Yeah, I sent him. When he posted those messages, I had my inbox was fucking full of actual brokers and realtors that they can get into the database, the Fort Lauderdale database, and they gave me everything, his home address.
Wait, so they saw this guy trolling on you and they said, hey, we'll help you out?
Yep.
They saw him troll and they literally went into my inbox. They gave me all of his information. And they gave me the form to report him to the Board of Realtors.
Now, mind you, I want to point
out. That's fucking hilarious.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Tuesday night, everybody. It is May 12, 2015. Here on MoreLikeRadio.com. You're listening to Dutch and Royce from MoreLikeRadio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wergenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
We're also here with Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Jim Heil.
Hello.
Mitch Heil. And Sherry Dahl.
Hello.
Our number is 954-573-2780 if you guys want to get in touch with the show, or you can hit us up morelikeradio.com/live and join in on the chat room, see the live video feed, and if you ever miss any of the shows and want to see the video feeds, go to vimeo.com. Is it vimeo.com/morelikeradio?
Yeah.
More Like Radio.
Go to vimeo.com/morelikeradio and check out the MLR Live 3 videos that were posted this past weekend.
So many videos.
It turned out really good.
All the videos.
Very, very well done, fellas who are in the video department here at More Like Radio. Mitch, basically Mitch and Dennis.
Trust me.
Hey.
Well, and Sherry.
Thank you.
Sherry, so, did you do most of the work?
I totally did.
Well, good job. You?
No, she didn't.
Yes.
I think she's lying.
She's totally lying.
Marie is giggling. That's all that matters. Fuck you, men. Women power.
So if you forget that it's Vimeo or whatever, if you get done with listening to this and you're like, where was that again? Just follow all our Twitter handles. We'll be tweeting all that stuff out all the time. So
constantly. We're constantly tweeting the same way.
And if you don't know how Google works, I can't help you. I mean, that's all you really need to do.
You really wouldn't even be here right now.
So no. We're not even, talking to those people. So.
Well, I just want to include everyone, Marie. Why are you trying to, isolate listeners?
I think they're isolating themselves.
Basically. So what did you guys do this weekend?
We went to a concert. Jenny Lewis.
You saw Jenny Lewis in concert?
Ever heard of her?
I don't know who Jenny Lewis is.
We didn't either. But apparently she's really cool and part of the Postal Service.
Oh, she was the one who does all the female vocals?
Yes.
For that group, which is basically just the one guy from Death Cab for Cutie.
And her, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty good, actually. She was really good.
What kind of music?
She's like an indie folk artist. She kind of sounds a little bit like a mixture of Tom Petty and Sheryl Crow. And then and then sometimes Bananarama. It's hard to describe.
Describe.
It's hard to describe it, babe. But she's really fun. Watching her felt like possibly what Woodstock would have felt like. Just very like Janis Joplin-y.
Do not take the brown acid.
Here, I'll play one of her. This is one of her newest songs. Here you go. There's a lot of stars in it too, by the way.
Like famous people?
Yeah, this video. Yeah.
It has Anne Hathaway and Kristen Stewart, and I don't know who the blonde chick is, but she looks familiar.
Gotta hate Kristen Stewart's face. If I get caught being rude in a
conversation with a child bride, which is real chill.
Girl? You let one of the poke kick in if you want.
Yeah. No matter how I try to be just one of the guys,
there's a little something inside that won't let me. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Now, with this kind of music, is that good to watch in concert, though?
Yeah, it was
really
good.
Like I said, it felt like a Woodstock concert. Like, they threw out big balloons, and you're just bouncing the balloons around. She was throwing flowers into the audience. Mm. Everything was themed rainbow. Like, she wore the outfit that she's wearing in this video, where it's a rainbow outfit with a rainbow guitar.
Hmm. You know a live concert that I saw? I guess the same in the similar vein, which I actually was really entertained by, was Ingrid Michaelson. You guys know who she is?
No.
Sounds kind of familiar.
She's the one who does the boys chase girls, chase boys, chase girls song. That's the one that's like kind of hitting the airwaves now, but she was kind of known for that one song, the whole, here, take my sweater, like that. She's a little more folky like that, but the reason why it was entertaining is because she's fucking hilarious. Like she just think that she got up there and just started trashing herself, like her sweater, and about how she's like too pudgy to be wearing pants she was wearing and things like that. Like, she's really funny. She's a pretty hot redhead. Here, pull up that video real quick since we're talking about it. It's just Ingrid Michaelson, Boys Chase Girls, I think is what it's called.
It's kind of a cute song.
And the thing is, what reminded me of that was this video, in that it was that one song where it's just, you know, all dudes in the background, or it was a dude singing, it was all chicks in the band in the background doing the music video.
Yeah.
What was that original one? She kind of parodies that with this music video. With all, like, you guys know the song, right?
Yeah, I've heard the song.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Right.
So this is the person you saw?
Yeah, yeah. I saw her. It was years ago. It was before she like blew up huge. It was in like a smaller theater kind of thing.
Right.
And she was just, I was like, wow, this bitch is funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really, you go to a concert and you think it's just going to be them playing their songs and not really talking in between. But
right.
She was almost more entertaining between her songs. I was like, stop playing. I want to hear you talk. You're funny.
That's pretty cool.
So.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Like, when someone actually has a good sense of humor.
The worst is when they don't know how to segue in between songs.
Oh, God.
It's uncomfortable.
You ever seen, like, live Pearl Jam videos?
No. Is it bad?
This is when this goes out to the local radio stations. Eddie Vedder can't talk. He can sing. He cannot talk, though.
Right. Well, I did hear Jenny Lewis say, you know, slip in Orlando a few times into her lyrics. Catering to, of course, the downtown Orlando crowd, which is us.
I like that.
I hate when any band does it, but they all do it, so you kind of have to live with it. Yeah. It's a cheap pop.
Yeah.
I guess. But, no, I'm thinking about it, like, what was the most entertaining concert you ever saw? Like, not just music was good, but, like, the banter in between, like, it was like a full-on show.
I thought Bowling for Soup was really funny, and I would love to see them again.
Oh, Bowling for
Soup. Yeah, they kind of like thrive on being funny.
It's hilarious.
Their songs aren't that good. Stop in the middle of a song, which might sound like it's annoying, but they would start drinking and having drinking contests and just laughing and telling jokes, and I loved it.
Yeah, Les and Jake is like that. Like, the last time I saw them, they pulled up some kid who they, quote, said had a fag haircut and gave him a mohawk on stage.
That's pretty funny.
It was really funny.
I like Les and Jake.
Love
I think
that.
The funniest, though, was, you guys know Steel Panther is, right?
No.
Oh, God. You know what? Okay, they're this, like, they're like a joke band slash, like, they're really good musicians because they started out as just like a cover band of 80s metal, and they dress the part, and like between the songs, everything's like, you know, so it's doing blow backstage, but like it's like they get it and the audience gets it, but they right. still keep going on with it. It's kind of like wrestling almost, you know. But the thing is, they're really good. Like, their music is really good, but it's the most ridiculous, funny shit you're ever gonna hear. Like, their actual like songs when they're not doing like covers, but they've right. become part now where like they have just nothing but these retarded like 80s sounding albums. But they're really good music. Let's see if I can pull up a few something for you. What about you, Roy's favorite concert?
Probably the Beastie Boys.
Oh, before Ad Rock died? Or wait, who died?
Yeah, MCA. Before MCA died, I saw MCA, to the Five Boroughs when they were touring with that. That was really good. And like the opening act was a cat show. Like, got cats doing tricks. And then Talib Kweli and
really?
The Beastie Boys. Yeah. It was really cool. I know. It's weird, but
here.
It was cool.
Here's some Steel Panther. Wait till like the lyrics kick in. It's just the most ridiculous shit you've ever heard. Fuck the Google Dolls, they can suck my balls. They look like the dogs that hang out at the mall. Eminem can suck it, so can Dr. Dre. They can suck each other just because they're gay. Yeah, so them is just basically, it's hilarious.
Right.
So check out Steel Panther. If you check out any of their live performances too, it's all just that. It's hilarious. It literally is like four stand-up comedians in a band that are very talented. So, anyways.
Anywho.
So, other than the concert, would you guys, anything fun?
What did we do Saturday? Oh, we did another partner yoga class. We do partner yoga classes now.
Partner yoga? Is that a new thing?
It's where you yoga on top of each other.
Eh?
Like, I yoga, and then he does yoga, and we intertwine and do yoga together.
So it's like Twister that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get Mitch to go to yoga with me for...
You don't try very hard.
How hard is it
when you say
try?
No, I'm like, oh.
You say, I'm okay. Going to yoga.
Well, usually no means
no. Right. I've asked you a couple times. So I'm not going to yoga rape you.
Yeah, but it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not doing that on a Saturday.
Oh, so you yeah. 1 o'clock?
That's way too early to do yoga.
I'm thinking maybe your timing might be off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Like find an evening class to do.
Nah, evenings are filled with beer.
So a midday class?
On a weekend, I usually want to do things around the house.
Well, now so I'm trying to see Sherry's point.
Thank you.
So now I'm confused, though, with the yoga on top of each other. Like, you lay down and, like, you put your legs up and she does, like, a downward dog or something?
I was being sarcastic. But, yeah, in a sense, they have you do certain positions where you, like, hold on to each other and lean away or, like, push onto each other to create additional resistance. Okay. So, there are a couple of positions where, like, I kind of do like a push up on top of him and he's contorted in a certain way and stuff like that. It's pretty like it's a good exercise. It's way harder than doing yoga by yourself, I think.
Hmm.
But it was the second time we've done it before and it's fun. I'm still sore from it. So I guess it does something.
It's a pretty good stretch. I it feels good.
Yeah.
I did hot yoga once and I almost died.
Well, I don't like hot yoga either. It's too hot.
Apparently, hot yoga is not supposed to be any better than normal yoga. In fact, it just dehydrates you. Like,
yeah.
At a certain point, it's like you just have it at room temperature. Yoga is about your body being relaxed, not freaking out because it's fucking 90 something.
Well, I guess they would say like you're more relaxed the more like you get more limber. I guess the hotter you are. I don't know what the science is behind it, but it seems ridiculous.
It smells bad.
You're
sweating out the toxins in your body.
I can go to a sauna.
Now you raise the heat and sweats all the toxins.
Yeah, no, it really just dehydrates you.
The entire room smells like a foot. It's bad. So
it does smell bad. You're right. It ruins like the room. Like it's mold. Like hot yoga is not good for anything.
Yeah.
And the
you
worst
guys do anything
part,
for Mother's Day?
Oh, we went to my mom's place and cooked her lunch.
Your ma'am?
Yeah. I mean, we would have done dinner, but my parents don't like to eat past 5 p.m. anymore. Did that happen to anyone else's parents, or is it just me?
Why? If you feed them after midnight, do they molt?
They're mogwais. They turn into gremlins.
No, we had ours pretty late. After my parents got divorced, it seems like they're always eating super late these days. Separately, not together. But
well, they're trying to pick up dudes and chicks.
You think that's what they're doing?
Yeah. You can't pick up dudes and chicks at 5 o'clock on the early bird special.
I would love to see my parents try to do that at their age now.
Oh, it's probably so hard.
I would imagine so, yeah.
That's got to be the hardest thing to do in the world.
Pick up dudes and chicks when you're old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or super easy. Like, once you find another old dude, maybe it's just like, hey, you're old and I'm old, let's bang. Like, I don't know how easy it is.
No, now I'm thinking about it. I don't think I've ever asked my mom if she's banged another dude since my parents got divorced.
Well, why would you ask her? That's weird.
I don't know. I would never ask that. I don't think I'm going to. I'm just thinking about it. Like, I don't think I've ever asked her for good reason.
Well, what if she comes home with a guy? Would you just assume that she's banging him?
Do I have to call him dad?
You should start overreacting immediately.
Well, there is upsides to your parents getting divorced when you're an adult. You don't have to worry about any of that nonsense.
That was the thing, is that like I'm glad it happened when I was older.
Oh my god, no, it would be so much funnier if you're in your 30s and you're like, can I call you dad? That'd be weird.
If she does, I'm so gonna do that. I'll tape it too.
Or do it creepily. Like, we started... Did we explain on air the whole, daddy's not drinking right now, that we started doing with our friends?
I've been starting, like, a... talking like a very, very old gay man. I refer to myself as...
And that started, what, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Whoa! Well, see what I did there? I called you an old queen! Didn't work. There we go.
Daddy's not amused. I refer to myself as daddy, and
it's more obnoxious than just referring to yourself in the third person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daddy needs a drink. Get daddy a cold one.
Actually, it was more specific than that. You have to say things in the plural form, yeah, even when it doesn't make sense.
Oh, you're right.
Daddy needs the drinks.
Yes, that's right. Daddy needs the drinks.
Oh, no. Oh,
we started doing that this weekend. It would not stop. So you should refer to anytime your mom may or may not bring home a man, you should just talk to him like that. Be like, Daddy's going to get his game ons. I'm sure he'll love it. You should totally do that.
My mother would be so mad at me if that were the case. If I did that, she'd be like, God damn, Joel. I haven't been late in 2 years. What are you doing to me? Sorry, Mom.
Oh, am I ruining your game? Daddy's going to need
your games.
Your games.
Your games.
Jesus, now I'm going to start doing it.
It's so obnoxious. We could not That's stop really doing obnoxious. It either. It immediately replaced feeding the chicken. Like, that was so last week. Well, I'm sure it'll have a comeback at some point. But
well, if I'm ever, on the line, I know it's going to come back, so.
That's true.
The one thing you never want to do is say you don't like something.
Oh, you can't do
Especially
that.
Especially with you assholes.
Totally can't do that.
I don't understand. Why not?
Sherry and Mitch, what did you guys do? Sherry, do you still talk to your mom?
Actually, she's...
Your family story is so weird. I keep forgetting all the ins and outs are.
Can we just get mine out of the way? Yeah, my family's still together, so we had dinner with them, and everything was good the end. Sherry's turn.
My mom's husband actually left her after 17 months of marriage, so they're separated, but apparently going to, counseling. So she's actually been a much better person since he's been out of the picture.
How long have they been together before they got married?
Since I was 10 when my mom fucked him while she was married to my dad.
Oh.
It's just the same guy, I guess.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah.
That.
Well, no, I would like him better if he was a different guy.
So what happened? I guess the idea of getting married just ruined everything?
Well, I don't know. I don't try to understand family anymore.
He's a big, girly, gaping vagina man. So.
He really is. My mom's a romantic.
Please explain what that means. He's a pussy? He's a pushover? What's the deal?
Yeah, he's a giant pussy.
He's very sensitive and has lots of emotions.
And he has the personality of a doorknob.
Fact. And the midlife crisis he went through when he left my mom, he moved out and bought his own house, which was weird in the first
trailer.
Place. Trailer
Single
house.
Single wide trailer.
And he got a tattoo of a rose with thorns going up his forearm. And then he decided that wasn't enough. So he got a tattoo of a heart with thorns around it on his forearm. And then that wasn't enough. So he pierced his eyebrow.
Oh, he got an
eyebrow. Pierced his eyebrow? How old is this guy?
50.
48-ish.
Oh, no.
You can't say 40. By the way, you can't say 48-ish. That's too exact of a number to put ish after it. He's 48 and a half-ish.
Approximately 48, 3 months and 5 days-ish.
Yeah, it's either 40-ish or 50-ish.
Daddy doesn't like the maths.
His Facebook picture right now, his profile picture, is a cat biting another cat's face, and it says, "When I finally see you, bae, your face, it needs my kisses." That's his Facebook picture.
But
it's the crazy cat lady.
That doesn't even make any sense. Lieutenant Dan.
When I finally see your bae.
I hate that word, by the way.
Bae?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care for it either. It is not my favorite of words. Though I did just discover today that there's a website that's called no.com. And what? It's literally...
How many O's?
Hold on. Let me put it in the chat because it is specific. And it's for that moment when you need to press this button. That's all the website does.
No!
That is, in fact, all the website does. And it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It has 15 O's after the end.
So it's a really easy website.
.com. Yeah, it's great. You find a lot of useless stuff on the internet.
What about the site, though? You brought it up.
I just said it's for when you have to say no.
It's just for that one button.
It just has that one button.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. That's all the website does. More to it. That's all it does.
When you want the Darth Vader no sound effect, you go to that website.
There we go.
I needed it for work today, and somebody gave me it as a website, and I was like, oh, thanks. That helped.
That can be your one button that you get to have, Marie.
That's my one button?
That's your one button.
All right. I guess I can deal
with
that.
For those of you who don't know, like Royce and I control the majority of the buttons that are on the show.
I never get to have any button. Now I have a button.
You have a button.
I'm gonna give her credit though. If you're gonna have a button, I will say. Oh. Or Sherry, what does she have? Sherry.
Well, hi.
She was not.
Not paying attention at all.
Forget it. Now I'm not even gonna repeat.
I didn't remember.
I didn't know what it was either.
No. What is that? What does Marie get to have?
I wanted. What does Marie get to have?
Like I have buttons. What does she have?
I see.
I want you to say the word button.
My nipples.
She said the wrong word.
I have those.
She can push my nipples
That's the wrong word.
With her tongue, even.
You guys have sound. Okay, you guys are just.
See, this is where Marie can press her button.
The
wrong button.
Overtly sexual now, Marie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Overtly sexual.
No.
It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird. MLR Live 4 when Sherry finally becomes a real bisexual and you guys make out. Mitch and me are gonna have an awkward relationship like me and Dutch have now.
I thought you were gonna say a real.
Oh, it's not awkward now,
Dutch. I know I'm fucking her. Well, you know why it's not though? Because you also kissed me. We even Stevened it.
I did. Yeah, we did.
That's what fixes
that
it.
Means that Mitch. By the way, and Royce need a kiss.
When I say Joe again, when I bring Joe, you can't say the guy I kissed. I'll be like, which one?
Because
I have also kissed you.
Yeah, you have to fix that.
You have to
now.
Say the guy you kissed that wasn't me.
I'm not Joe, though. You and Joe made out.
No,
I just kissed
no,
you.
No, there was
the,
no.
The
there was mild.
You
tongue.
Have very juicy lips, by
there
the way.
Was see, I'm a good kisser. I really am.
Well, I kind of rape kissed you there. You weren't really expecting it, so.
That's how I like it, though. Oh, by the way, Dutch, God, okay.
Speaking of rape kisses,
this weekend, we saw, we didn't pay for it, the bootleg of it. 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I wanted to bring that up later in the show. So did Kelsey and I.
You watched it this weekend, too?
Can we talk about it now? Then we're talking about it. Can we talk about it now?
Oh, we can talk about it.
Okay. So let me explain a few things, okay? So you understand how bad this movie was.
Mitch Sherry, did you guys watch it, too?
Yeah, we've seen it.
Okay, so all of us are on the same page. Good. Go for it, Royce.
Okay, well, first, Dutch, you saw it. Now, did Kelsey read the books? I'm just curious. Okay, Marie hasn't.
I have not.
We did watch it with Joyce and Joe, and Joyce had read the books. So she
now,
had
now, was
seen
she
it.
Doing what Kelsey was doing, is stopping every 14 seconds going, no, wait, that's the wrong...
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we put on the movie like, well, this is going to be fun and sexy and quirky and whatever. And the more it went on, the more angry we got and the more upset we got. And we're like, why are we still watching this? This is... She described it perfectly. The movie looks like it was filmed in a way that after the first take, they said, we don't have time for a second one. This'll do.
Okay, Dutch. we were watching. You saw it too, so you know.
It's hands down one of the worst
movies
I've ever seen.
Yeah, but here's why. Forget the plot. Forget the corny. Because there's been corny movies. The acting, and this is not a lie, this is not an exaggeration, and Dutch, you will agree with me, I'm sure, because we all agreed. The acting is Birdemic level bad. The main dude.
It's just shot really well.
Forget that.
They just had a better sound guy.
That's all it was.
The main dude, his delivery was. I mean, I watched it. I think Joe described it as they were running low on film, so they just said, one take, guys, everything. Just that's fine. And the cuts were awkward. You notice how awkward the cuts were? Like the sex scenes cut off awkwardly.
Wasn't just that. No, let's focus on the dude for a second.
Sure.
I picked up on this multiple times, and maybe I'm wrong. I haven't really done an IMDb to see where this guy's from, but he sounded like an Irish guy trying to do an American accent with the way he was talking.
First off, Dutch, the submissive will not talk to the dominant like that.
Am I wrong? Is that guy Irish? Because like there were certain, and we kept rewinding like certain phrases he would say. Because once I pointed out to Kels, we couldn't not notice it the rest of the film. Yeah, he said that word like he was Irish. Now, I'm trying to remember.
Now, let me explain so you understand. We decided to watch the movie on a whim because.
Oh, I understand.
His name is Jamie Dornan.
He was born in Northern Ireland.
Thank you.
Good call, Dutch. Fucking nailed it.
Yep,
dude. It was certain ones, you know, like. You know, go past here. Like he had like certain, like when he tried to like put two words together and it was too hard for someone who's not from America to make those hard consonants. He would smooth them together.
You know what it was like?
The way an Irishman would.
The way Rick on Walking Dead says coral because he's not American.
Coral.
There's certain words that you could tell. You notice him too that you're like, oh, that you slipped up.
You slipped up there.
But here's
it's like it thing is that like good British actors doing American accents, like in like The Wire or any of the other shows, you would never know until after the fact. And then if you go back and watch it, be like, oh, okay, I caught it there.
Now,
this was so glaringly obvious that the guy was a British or an Irish dude trying to do an American accent. It was just, it was painful to listen to.
Now, when we were sitting there, we had just come back from, when did we start watching it, Marie? Was that Friday night or Saturday? I'm trying to remember.
Saturday night.
So we had gotten back from one of the Moxie shows. That's where we went. We went to one of the Moxie shows this weekend. And after the Moxie show, we went over to Ramcat and Buttercup's house. We hung out for a while. And then we went back and crashed at Joyce and Joe's. So we were on the couch and we were all hanging out. And I was over on one of the left seats with Marie. And I'm all boned up and horny and stuff. Because, you know, it's late night. We're all fucked up. There's a reason I'm saying this. It's to explain.
Boned up.
This all adds up. So everyone's boned up in this. Now, I want to explain something to you. I have fucked in watching RoboCop, Terminator, Total Recall, and Sharknado 1 and 2. So really, I could fuck watching anything. Everyone was there watching the movie all horned up, so I figured, oh, well, what movie do I want to watch? I go, just put something on, it doesn't really matter. So I think I'm the smart guy, and I go, well, it's probably terrible, but chicks love 50 Shades, so that's going to get everyone going. I put on 50 Shades. Everyone's boner went away, male and female. All lady boners went away. We were literally watching with our mouth agape, going, this is the absolute worst thing. It was so bad that it was so bad that it killed the mood of the entire room.
You want to know what it was though? It was the fact that those two actors and the two main characters had no chemistry at all. I've never seen worse chemistry since I saw Natalie Portman and Hayden Christensen in Star Wars. Like it's like you couldn't even tell if they even liked each other. First of all, she always looked like she was about to cry. And then his dumb, his delivery of like trying, like he's like, oh, he's trying to be sexy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, that was a sexy line. It was, he's trying so hard to be sexy. It's just not.
I always get taken out of a movie where the predominant thing is like the guy falls head over heels in love with the girl. And the girl's not hot enough to warrant falling head over heels for her without a legitimate conversation.
And the guy's not charming enough. There's a lot of things that are wrong with this. Well, I texted Joyce, hey, we're talking about 50 Shades now. Joe goes, yes, that's a fucking life changer. Because that's how good the movie was. It was a fucking life changer. Because let's back up even a second, because it's so bad that it's really hard. It's like trying to push too much shit through a door where it's getting stuck.
So right.
Let me back up here a second. First off, let's talk about the source material, because we have to start there. In case people don't know, the movie 50 Shades of Grey was originally a Twilight fan fiction. It was written, I saw this interview, the woman who wrote it was a Twilight fan, and she wrote the story originally about the two main Twilight characters, but when they realized it was too raunchy but people were liking it, she reworked the characters to be, and by the way, worst character names in history, Anastasia Steele. She might as well be called Melissa Pussardly or something just direct. It was the worst. Anastasia Steele sounds
and
like
Christian Grey.
Yeah, like
what?
Well, so they could be Grey Steele.
It's like she went to like an eighth grade writing class, like have more than two syllables for the first name, but one syllable for the last name. It's like it's such like juvenile just writing from the beginning.
Yeah, but sex sells.
Also,
right?
Because I'm watching this, Dutch, you agree? She had the worst ass.
Oh, no, I liked her. She had those low-set hips that I like.
No, her ass was terrible.
Not the ass. I'm talking about just the hips
themselves.
Okay, fine.
I'm talking ass. We're talking two different things then.
Yeah, the hips.
Her and the sex scenes were terrible.
They weren't good.
I've seen Cinemax sex scenes that were more believable. It was, The mistake is you try to make a movie about S&M. It had nothing to do with S&M. There was more talking about contracts.
And that was the point of the book, was kind of like, okay, we want to tell an S&M. Well, basically, the bitch who wrote it was like, I want to just have basically S&M scenes and then a story that kind of, you know, eggshells the whole thing. Right. So I have to like fit in characters here and there. But basically, I want to talk about, you know, the S&M shit. Right. And that, I guess, like, just the whole idea of like a rich playboy taking on some kind of like an innocent girl and making her his submissive is what turned all these, you know, housewives on to the whole story in of itself. But
remember the Honest Trailers guy, the guy that walked around doing a trailer voice behind people we played on the show? Well, they did one for 50 Shades of Grey. Would you like me to play it?
Oh, wait, is this that Vine guy or a different guy?
This is the Honest Trailer guy. The movie guy that we played the video where he was following people in real life and like narrating.
Yeah.
He does these Honest Trailers, which, you know, for movies.
Sure, it's the same guy?
It's the same guy. I looked it up. Check it out.
Okay.
Positive. That's how I got into it, because of that. All right, chick, you're going to love it. It's their 100th episode, apparently, but who cares?
Fanfiction.net user Snow Queen's Ice Dragon wrote a dirty story on her cell phone.
I used to write a lot of it on my BlackBerry.
You wrote it on your BlackBerry?
And
then you turned her kinky Twilight fanfiction into one of the best-selling novels of all time. Way to go. Now, get ready for the film adaptation that ended up leaving millions of people around the world asking, is that it? 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Teenage girls around the world made Twilight into a global phenomenon. Now, it's mom's turn. The ridiculous fantasy of dating a vampire is cast aside for the ridiculous fantasy of being a gorgeous billionaire's pampered sex slave. Meet Bella Swan. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you know what? Screw it. Meet Bella Swan, a cute, nondescript virgin who's so sweet, she doesn't even know what a butt plug is.
What are butt plugs?
It's a plug for your butt. Speaking of buttholes, her world will change when she meets the mysterious Christian Edward Cullen Gray, a mysterious billionaire who runs a mysterious multinational corporation, which is mysteriously able to...
Apparently, the video audio is doubling up on Ustream, so just give me one. Let me. I can fix it up here a second for them.
Yeah, I love how they never go into what he actually does. He just has tons and tons of money.
Yeah, that's a good place to pause to that. That's a very good point. They never really explain.
It's like he's Chandler from Friends.
Exactly. Well,
no, because I'd rather fuck Chandler from Friends.
A bing.
Okay, don't do that. That's too. That's
no.
Too. I mean, Cherry liked it.
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
No, that's not. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't.
You remember Friends?
Wow, that died out quick. That was so funny back in the 90s.
Talk about a show that doesn't hold up. Christ. Okay, let me finish playing this here. All right. And I think I got it. Here we go.
Function without him doing any actual.
Hold on. Okay.
I'm going to steal you away on my
to what do,
to what do I owe my success? Seriously?
Is a stalker.
Christian, what are you doing here, Christian?
I came to see you.
Controls what she eats.
Yeah, you need to eat. The submissive will eat regularly to maintain her health and well-being.
And is an all-around sociopath.
You're the complete serial killer.
Not today.
But who cares when you've got these abs and Audis and a really nice apartment. So strap in for all the steamy action people were expecting from 50 Shades of Grey, like emails, texting, contracts.
This is a contract. Read it carefully. The following are the terms of a binding contract.
Contract negotiations.
Turn to page 5, appendix 3, soft limits.
Non-disclosure agreements.
What's this?
All of this happened for real.
Conditions.
I'm not going to touch you. Not until I have your...
This was so deep into the movie and they still hadn't had the real sex yet.
7, clause 5.
And tender missionary lovemaking. What the f***? Let's get kinky weird. Epic Voice Guy is a dull marriage, man.
Not starring. These horrible lines from the book that thankfully didn't make it into the movie. His voice is warm and husky, like dark melted chocolate fudge caramel, or something.
Something?
I feel the color in my cheeks rising again. I must be the color of the Communist Manifesto.
What?
His erection springs free. Holy cow.
This movie's written so lazy right now. The book is based on so lazy right now.
Holy crap, he's wearing a white shirt. I flush at the waywardness of my subconscious. She's doing her happy dance in a bright red hula skirt.
I wish somebody would tase me right now. The story's about as sexy as rabies right now.
And this line that did.
Isn't 50 Shades of F***ed up?
Ugh, what does that even mean? That's not even a common phrase. Is this related to the dumb title of the book? Ugh, worst date night ever. I'm never getting laid.
Oh, I'll just go and watch a porno.
50 Shades of Great. There's gonna be two more of these. Good job, world.
That trailer made the movie look good.
Show me how bad it can be. I want you to show me the worst.
I'm gonna hit you six times.
Six slaps is the worst it gets? Didn't you Google bondage earlier?
Six slaps is the...
That was the pinnacle of the movie, by the way.
That was the... Yeah, exactly. That's the whole... That was the apex of the film.
Well, apparently I was told by Kelsey's that, like, it didn't happen in the Red Room, so that was a no-no.
Oh.
That's right.
Thanks for watching our...
That's all. Yeah, it is. It
did
is.
He go
so he hit
contract?
Her really hard six times. She cried, you're an asshole. And he's like, but you told me to hit you.
But you're my submissive.
You're my submissive.
Oh, great. That's the best thing. I fixed a trailer for the menu stream, and Dennis goes, great. Unfortunately, now I can hear the trailer. You lose either way.
Yay, two more of these.
But, oh, wait, you can't play video unless you do something
no,
weird?
No, no, no. I could fix it. I just can't do it right now to fix some more off air. But it's okay. It's cool.
I was going to say, I have a couple more videos. I guess I can full screen from my
Yeah, you better off doing it because I'm having some issues. But before you do that... Yeah, I want to finish with the whole movie thing because, like I said, that explains the plot. But until you watch it, you really don't get how bad the acting is. Mitch, please watch it. Sherry, watch it.
Really good. I saw it. Changed my life.
Oh, you did see it?
Yeah. I saw it. Didn't you remember at the top of the show when I asked them, hey, have you guys seen it? And they said, yeah.
They said it earlier.
I was probably pulling the audio
up. Where's the beef?
I was pulling the audio up. Well, I'm sorry. forgive me. Mitch doesn't watch movies unless they're riff tracks. I apologize. It's very odd that he watched
it. For the riff tracks.
Ooh, low blow.
No, is it a low blow, Mitch, or is it true?
No, it's also true.
Okay.
Not so much now. They haven't been doing a whole lot of them, so I have to stoop to commoner level and watch
Yeah, you know why they haven't? Because they've been blowing up. They make more money doing the live riff tracks that they do.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they're doing one for The Room tomorrow, I think.
They do them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was today. I saw Punchy scene earlier.
Yeah,
I thought they were doing like a live one today.
They do them all. They travel around the country.
Oh yeah, Punchy and Hammy are going to New York Comic Con.
New York Comic Con.
I don't think they'll fit in there.
No, they're skinny now. Well, skinnier, and they fit. Hammy, you saw Hammy. See, you have to give Hammy credit. He's like half the goddamn size.
Like, he looks really good.
He showed me the belt like that he was wearing. Like, it's no joke. The motherfucker lost a lot of weight.
Punchy is twice the girl he was before.
Well, Punchy's been skinny, and Punchy's kept it off too. But, good for him.
I think Mitch was talking about the Prius.
Well, no.
It's his lifestyle.
The Prius is unforgivable. Punchy got a Prius and it's unforgivable. But.
Loathsome, even.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Thanks.
Well, it'd be one thing if you got, like, he still has the Prius that's, like, running on graphite. Like, it was the first, like, go-around of the Prius where they didn't really figure it out. It's probably more harmful for the environment than it is.
Daddy's Prius saves him monies.
Yes.
Daddy's got to get some more ethanols.
Ethanols.
The plural was really what makes it.
You know what it is that like I now see that this is going to be a thing.
It would
for
never
a
be a
while.
Thing. Daddy doesn't run bits into the grounds.
Oh, by the way, Mitch, fuck you, because you know how Facebook these days are doing like that time hop thing where like they'll go back like 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
You had some on your wall the other day that just popped up in my feed.
About
and
his
it was
teacher?
Like 5 years ago, and it said, I just want to ride bikes with you.
Oh, yeah. God, no!
That song has been stuck in my head for the last week now since I've seen that, you piece of shit.
That is true.
I hated that song.
A few people liked it over the course of the few days, and so every time I got a new notification that it was liked, it got back into my head. Oh, and also I just lost the game.
Fuck. Good job.
Thanks, John.
That's right. I forgot this song isn't even on YouTube. It's on somewhere else.
That song was so bad. In a previous, we listened to better music than you. We need to do another Riff Tracks movie.
I'm trying to find it on YouTube. It's not on here.
No, it's not on YouTube. You have to.
Oh, no, it is.
Found it?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is it. Is this it? Hold on.
Was it really taken down?
No, I don't think it ever was on YouTube.
I think it was a Facebook thing, wasn't it?
Why wouldn't she put that gem on YouTube? So she can get
I'm
going to
find this motherfucker. Now it's my life mission.
All right, once we find it, we should put it up on YouTube.
Yeah,
to do the world a service.
A solid?
To do the world a solid, if you will.
Where'd you find it?
Oh.
Mitch, where'd you find it?
It's on BuzzFeed.
Got it.
Of course BuzzFeed found
it. I guess we have to do a revisit of this again.
Oh my god, I forgot how awful this
Turn
video
it up.
Was.
Dozens of comic books you've read. Just how many times have you seen the dead?
There's the hook. Almost. Nope. Not quite a hook.
Nope. The hook is the same melody as the chorus, as the verses.
Basically, just yeah. Basically.
It took such good care of me when I had
14 verses. Oh, I hated this.
Like to be Jacqueline Richie Krieger.
What a shoehorn.
Husband and wife.
We're not at the hook yet.
Get to the fucking hook, you cunt.
Get to the working overtime part.
No promos, no new stuff, working overtime.
Here we go.
Is it?
That's it, yeah. Back it up a little bit more.
No,
sorry.
It's getting there. Don't back it up.
Oh, that was it.
No.
I think this is it. Nope.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's when you hear her voice doubled up. That's the one that's the chorus. Just skip.
Where the fuck is it?
I want to hear the whole song. I want to hear the whole song, please, and thank you.
Here we got it.
I just want to
have kids with you
for the rest of my life and then some too. We laugh and kiss and you hold me close in bed.
I don't think she's experienced anything
so
outside of
right
kind of happy.
What was the story behind this again? Wasn't it like it was like an not engagement? It was like a wedding video that she put together this music video to play at their wedding for her husband. He didn't know anything about it. Is that what this thing was?
Well, I hope the second time it was played was at her funeral.
It was a surprise wedding music video that she made for her husband.
Oh, Jesus. We were obsessed with that thing for like a month.
More like 3 days.
How much stuff on the internet do you think is even real anymore? It's getting to the point where I believe like 99% of it is just people trying to get famous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's those ones going around. Like, remember back in the day, you used to find like legitimate people taking pictures of like writing on their break room, like shit, and getting in trouble. Like, today I was reading one that I was like, it was totally staged. You could tell the dude who just like wrote it a bunch of different things and took a picture like he was a badass at work. I'm like,
and then just erased it right after.
Yeah, and it's like, it's people, and you know, maybe it's me. Maybe I expect too much of people, but nobody fact checks anymore. People are just like, oh, that's awesome. You mean that if we jump at a certain time, we're going to float? No. No, asshole. You fucking moron. What are you, stupid? Like, I don't even understand. Like you were saying earlier, Dutch, if you don't know how to use Google, you have a problem. But I really believe there's people that either don't know how to use it or are too lazy to click over from Facebook to do
it. Right. No, it's, and I think is the majority of people who feel the way we do are the ones who've gotten duped before. Like, we're the ones who shared something, you know, way back in the day, and then someone's like, dude, it's fake. And you feel violated.
Yes.
In a weird way.
You've been burned, and so you have to fact check everything now.
It's like everybody who shared that Jimmy Kimmel video. That's the one that really put it over the top. Yes. Was that fake twerking video.
Mm-hmm. Which she fell caught on fire.
You know, it crashed through the glass table and set everything on fire. And then Jimmy Kimmel came running through. Like, they put that out as a goof to see if it would go viral.
Right.
And then it did. And then they basically just put the middle finger up to the entire internet community and said, hey, fuck you.
Right.
When a late night talk show was on top of it, then it's like, well, nothing's real anymore.
Yeah, I know. And it's just, you know, I don't. It's annoying because people, like, there's some things that you look at, like, you know, we talk all the time, like The Onion and people that believe stupid stories.
Or Clickhole.
Yeah.
Like I did that one time.
Yeah.
Man,
or
I felt...
Or Fark that one time when they April Fool's me.
I felt so violated. I'm going to be bitter at Clickhole for the rest of my life. Fuck you, Clickhole, fooling me once. Shame on you.
Exactly what they set out to do is to fool you.
And it worked. They nailed you.
And now I hate them.
It is incredible, though. The Onion has been around forever, and still you will see people like forwarding Onion things as if they're real. I'm like, it's The Onion. How do you?
I saw
it's like not knowing what SNL is. Like, it's The Onion.
I saw an article today. It was like the top 10 websites you should not be sharing from on Facebook. And it's like there was the InfoWars, naturalnews.com, you know, all of those, you know, hoaxy anti-vaccine websites just spewing out bullshit.
And also 50shadesofgray.com.
That was on the top 10 you should be sharing.
No. Yeah. Hey, Mitch, the submissive will not talk about websites. It's in the contract. Also,
I haven't signed the contract yet.
I'm not clear
on section 3.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't surprised when she said no anal fisting, but I was a little surprised when she said no vaginal fisting.
Vaginal?
Yeah, that's how I say it. Remember? I was really against that.
Yeah. She should be able to tolerate some vaginal.
I know
fisting.
It's vaginal, Dutch. And it was like the contract killed it. And also the other thing that Joyce was saying, because she read the book, was like, then she's not supposed to touch him. That's a big no-no. Like, there's all these things that wasn't.
I love how all the females are like, oh, you're not supposed to do that. That wasn't in the original contract.
And also, didn't the music sound like it was royalty-free music they pulled off of Apple iTunes or something? Like, because it was.
There were so many things that just took you out of the movie.
Like, the music didn't match what was going on. The music was that of a love story, but what was going on was that of a submissive, dominant thing. It didn't make sense. And also, I can't believe I forgot this. How the fuck is she a virgin?
They never explain that. They never explain. That's just the thing. It's like they don't explain any of it. And I think the point of the book was just supposed to be, like I said, just a bunch of essays of, you know, S&M sessions wrapped in a poorly put together story, not ever supposed to be made into a movie.
But Anastasia Steele is hot, right?
I think Dakota Johnson's actually kind of cute, so I don't know what your problem is with her.
And her friend was
terrible.
She's
cute. She's just not hot enough to stop an S&M guy off the street and in his billionaire car just to be like, nope, this is the one.
This guy's fucked 11s.
Well, that's the point, is that she was pure, I guess.
Dutch is defending the movie now.
No. I'm just telling you what Chelsea told me.
Like in Twilight, how they could smell her?
Yes.
Yes.
That's it,
everything is just imprinted. Twilight Republic.
They imprinted on her. He imprinted on her.
I think it's a different movie.
Is that what it is, Sherry?
Yes.
It would have made a lot more sense if he were a vampire.
And yeah, Sherry, Mitch, we didn't get your thoughts on that stupid movie. What do you guys think?
I thought it was really good. It got me real bothered.
I loved it so much.
See, we're up here in Minnesota, we don't get these kinds of stories that you guys get. So, like, to us, this is like groundbreaking stuff. Like,
I wanted to
try it out. You know, the whole beating Sherry thing that seemed like a good idea.
I mean, I really like it when he hits me sometimes, but only 6 times. Otherwise, he's such an ass.
Do you guys ever get bothered by technical video things? Now that you guys do technical video things?
I was going to ask that, yeah.
Yes.
Like, what specifically?
I mean, if I care enough, if I don't care, like, the bird demic or whatever, I expect it to be bad.
But this one, you know, there's a budget behind it. Like, did you see anything like horrible with the filming?
No, I mean, they actually did a good job filming. I didn't. I mean, I know you said the sex scenes were edited weird. I saw that, but it didn't bother me because I just saw it as an editing style.
Well, no, here's why. I read why, Mitch. You know why they're edited like that? Because they're going to release an unrated DVD, so the sex scenes are actually longer. So they filmed the unrated one, and then they just cut it awkwardly.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, though, who the fuck is going to watch it? You can just go to YouPorn and get what you need.
Middle-aged moms. Have
to actually watch that movie.
Because middle-aged moms don't get off of the physical act of sex. They get off on the whole romantic, like, oh, my God, this guy. I'm telling you, why do you think it made so much money?
I only get off converting the bad boys into good boys.
Daddy has to get the poisons out.
The girls go bad. I like storylines where the man is a billionaire and he's a bad boy, but he goes good for me.
But I could totally change him. I could tell you, he's going to be like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. I'm not going to be a bad boy anymore. I'm a lover. It's going to be awesome.
It was a lack of chemistry is what killed it. If they actually cast two people where you could actually tell if these two wanted to fuck each other, then it would come through on the screen. You know what I mean? It's like when you watch certain porns and you're like, it's like something different about this. Like when you actually see them, like they're looking at each other when they're fucking, like in a hardcore porn or whatever. Like you can tell there's actual chemistry between the two actors. There was nothing between these two. They may as well be brother and sister. Like well, there's nothing Dutch. With that.
You didn't see 1 through 49, so you just started watching on 50 and you don't know what was happening. Yeah. Are you ready for 51 Shades of Grey?
I couldn't be ready for the series to just bomb again.
How about
here's the thing. If they're gonna learn anything with the second one, they really need to step up the hardcoreness. Because that was ridiculous.
And then step up in 3D.
Well, yeah, because that was hard boreness. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, I agree. I think the chemistry was the worst part of it by far.
Because you can take a shitty movie, and if the actors are good together.
She didn't seem like she wanted to have sex ever. Like, period. Yeah. She didn't seem horny.
She looked like she was crying, like I said earlier. Like, she always was on the verge of tears. I hated it.
It just kind of gave a rapey feel to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. It felt uncomfortable. Like, it wasn't like, you know, I'm Dutch, you know, we've been fucking the depths of porn. We've all seen, you know, S&M stuff and real dominant submissives. It's not like that. It's nothing like
that. Well, hold on, Royce. You missed the key factor, which came up at least 4 or 5 times during the movie. What showed that she liked it was when she bit her bottom lip.
Yeah, we got it.
Remember that?
It was so symbolic that it happened 57 times.
All I was doing the next day, was biting my lip awkwardly in front of everybody because that's what I bothered me. I said, all she does is bite her lip. And they even put it out in the 50 shit in the Honest trailer. Like, she does the same thing that What's-Her-Face does from Twilight. It's the same thing.
It's the exact same
thing. It's the same thing.
And biting your lip is not that sexy. You know what's sexy? Showing your vagina.
That, see? Marie goes bigger, she goes home. Marie goes bigger, she goes home. She doesn't fucking play. Daddy doesn't have time for games. Biting your bottom vagina lip. That's the only lip that's hot to bite.
But no, you keep biting on that number 2 pencil.
You fucking whore.
You see how that
line is
radiated.
You fucking anti-whore. She's the anti-slut.
Anti-whore, that's the point.
Yeah, that's what she is. She's a fucking terrible.
But no, it was set in Portland, Seattle, weird vampire town.
It was
Portland, Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, Portland, Seattle.
I was doing that on purpose.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Where they were going in between the two cities.
It was weird in the Pacific.
Vampire town.
It was
that brought it together, sorry.
It was in the Pacific Northwest up there.
Aha! I got what you did.
I see what you did there. Dennis wants a biting lower lip photo contest. Okay, done. Man.
Ooh, I will win that.
Okay, Anastasia Steele contest coming up.
It's another excuse
pictures.
For me to get naked.
No, you don't have to get naked.
Stop getting naked all the time, man.
You can.
By the way, why did you ask for my address the other day? I'm like scared.
Don't worry about it.
Me?
Mail tomorrow.
No, you guys asked, and you said you asked my address, right? And you said because I want to ship you your hat back because I left my Phillies hat at your
house.
That's
what it was for.
The next day, Mitch asked me for my address, and then Sherry asked Kelsey for my address, and now I'm panicking because I think you guys are going to send me something awful.
There's nothing to panic. They always send postcards and nice things. Why do you have to worry about them?
I don't trust them.
Just check your mail tomorrow. You'll agree. You'll be happy.
All right. Well, my roommate is usually the one who gets it. So
your roommate will be happy too.
If you do something wrong to him, you have Gabe Brandon to.
Your roommate will be very happy.
Oh no! What is it, Mitch?
Did you send me, man?
A box of Dax. That's okay. I will tell you that I asked a couple other people for their addresses as well, and they're like, "What are you sending me? I live with my mom."
I like how everybody has a
and I'm like, "Don't worry about it. Your mom will like it. You're good. Just make sure you get the mail before."
Daddy wants some presents.
I showed my parents it, and they thought it was funny.
We gave it to his mom.
You're making pictures?
Yeah.
No, oh, wait a second. Oh, my God. Sherry, is it what I think it is?
Yes, it's what you think it is. Exactly what
you yes. Think. Oh, you're going to like it, Dutch.
Tell.
I don't know if I'm going to like
it. You're going to like it. No, you really will.
Don't worry.
You're going to like it. Promise.
Oh, don't
promise.
Worry. It's better than you think it is.
Though. I helped. I was there when this occurred. Yep. Yes, you're going to love it.
Hey, now I'm really going to fucking hate
that's
this.
That's what
thing.
It is.
It's better. I promise.
I'll put better. It to you. Listen, I'm not going to say this, but Mitch actually, for this one, actually sacrificed life and limb. He had a close call with death for this. So
yeah,
for real?
It was life, limb, and skirting the law, maybe? Yeah.
Well, no, it was absolutely skirting the law. Not maybe. That's the only thing that was true in that statement was skirting the law.
It's possible we could have a red dot on our house on a map now.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him was amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
Look, my plan was to ask you if I could squire you about town as one professional helping another professional, because I know what it's like to be lonely in a new city.
Really?
Yes, but now I am too hurt. I am and shocked and offended and hurt.
I could do that.
Really?
Well, yes. As a journalist, I should get to know the city that I'm covering. But this is not a date.
No, of course not. Strictly professional.
Wonderful.
Great. So I pick you up 8 o'clock? 9. Downstairs.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants that it's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now. I'm taking them back to the pants store. Oh, this is awkward. They keep trying to tell
me. Second hour of Dutch and Royce. Here on morelikeradio.com/live if you want to join us. That's the website to go every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Oh my God, you're so bossy.
And if you also would like to follow us on Twitter, it's Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil, and Sherry Dahl.
Using me.
How great is this song?
I love it. Until you use me up. Don't start, because Dennis will complain that we're talking about music again. We don't want Dennis to get upset.
Hey, remember songs from the 90s?
Does he get pissed at us for that?
Oh, yeah. He hates it whenever we do something that we've done before. He
hey, you know, Dennis, you know what I hate? When the show that you're supposed to be hosting, you don't show up for 4 weeks in a row.
Oh!
That's what I hate.
Oh, snap.
We have to carry your dead Russian weight.
No, I think he'll be on tomorrow because he was asking me, how do I set up my board?
Daddy's not having it tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
You know how annoying it is too, though, because I got all my friends doing it too. So last time we were over at Ramcat and Buttercup's house, everyone was over hanging out. Like 10 people, like, "Daddy's hungry. Daddy needs some pizzas," and it wouldn't stop.
No, not only that, but it was somebody, one of our friends' birthday. That was why we went to Jenny Lewis. When she came into the door, we sang "Happy Birthday" in that voice, and instead of saying "Happy Birthday" to her, we said, "Happy birthday from daddies."
Oh, yeah.
And we,
that's right.
We all planned it out in advance, too, and we all followed through. That's how we were all looking at each other like, are we going to do it? Are we going to do it? We're going to do it. We're going to say it.
This is the reason why I'm glad we do the show in separate studios. I don't know if I could be with you guys 24/7 if that was happening.
You wouldn't be able to because you'd be dead because you hurt yourself every time you see us.
Yeah, apparently so. How's my face look?
Much better.
Much better.
It's way better.
Thank you for all the well-wishing and the no diving pictures you guys keep sending.
But that was helpful.
We were reminding you.
Very helpful. Now I know.
We were reminding you.
You should be thanking us, Dutch.
So, yes. Oh, we always plug shows or like what we're going to be doing in the other shows at the end. I feel like we should do it in the middle here. Tomorrow night on the Hippo Juice Show, which is on 7 to 9 here on morelikeradio.com. We're going to have super famous world director Phil Lord on. That's our old right. buddy.
Yep.
That's the third time to push that button, Marie.
Opposite of that button.
That was the wrong time to push
it. I'm getting good.
She nailed it. Her timing is good. I'm testing her out with the board. If she can handle, I'm testing her out if she can handle the board. If she can handle one button, I'll give her more.
I did it wrong.
So far, you're failing mission.
I did it wrong. That was the wrong time. All right, I'll work better at it.
We're interviewing Phil Lord tomorrow, so that's going to be fun. So send your questions.
What I meant was, no one knows how excited I am to have Phil Lord.
I know, but if you had to explain it, it doesn't work. That's the reason why a button. It's unexplainable. You're really bad at this. I want to give Marie like a full set of boards, buttons,
no,
just
I
one
don't.
Night, just for no reason.
Ooh, that'd
like,
be fun.
I don't get to do it for like a night of Hippo Juice. It's just Marie. She's her fun. Only job is to hit the sound drops the way I do.
You
them.
Know, I would be serious about it. I'd be super serious.
Anyway, so super. So his latest project is The Last Man on Earth, which is apparently got really good ratings.
Well, Mitch,
very, very funny. I haven't kept up with it since the first episode.
I've only seen the first one. Mitch has been watching it though.
So. It's hilarious. Really good.
I heard it's very funny.
It's incredibly funny. Watch the whole thing. It's.
I think I should catch up on it tonight before tomorrow.
Yes, you should.
You know what I did actually start watching was The Sopranos.
Hey,
and
I just saw Heat.
I just started Heat.
I want to talk about it now.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, have you never seen it before?
Or? Never seen it before. Not at all. Not a single episode.
I started watching it again on XBMC just something to watch to fall asleep. So I, you know, you can whatever episode is playing at the time, that's the one I'm watching. But
Mitch falls asleep to The Sopranos.
Yeah. It's what
I do that too. I'll fall asleep to something familiar.
TV shows on, and I watch them, and then I fall asleep.
You know, when I was younger, I used to have to go to sleep with the TV on. Like, I would have to put like the timer thing on. But
yeah,
now,
I have that.
Now I can't. Now I have to fall asleep with complete darkness and silence.
Like his soul.
Sorry, a complete African Americanness and silence. You apologize. Can I get better? That's something else I have everybody doing in my real life too, Dutch. Is correcting, like today, for example.
Oh, no, Kelsey does that now. Yeah. Like in everyday life. She did that with my family the other day when we were at Mother's Day. And it was just like, I don't think they get this bit. She's like, oh,
I think it's hilarious.
Well, I actually started a code base at work the other day because we got like the after 5 p.m. meeting announcement for like only specific people. And we're like, fuck, someone's fired. So someone's got to be fired. And we're all like, you know, whispering the whole day, like, what the fuck announcement's going to happen at 5 o'clock? Someone's so fucking fired. Maybe it's good news. So we were all like, okay, we're going to come up with a code name for if it's good meaning, code if it's for a bad meaning, or if it's just news. And so we came up with memes. So now we're like, good means Doge. Very wow. So meeting. Bad was Bad News Brian. And then...
Well, hold on. If you say Bad News Brian, that's kind of like, oh, okay, anybody could decode that in a second because the word bad news is in it.
But through email, you're only sending a picture of the meme. And then the third one was banana for scale if it's just news, if it's just informational. So the right, taping of the banana on top of the television. So the entire day, the whole thread was going like, no, it's Bad News Brian. No, it might be Doge. And oh my God, I was so proud of myself that I had that caught on. Because, you know, at work, you're really testing the waters when you open up with a personality though, with people that you've only emailed professionally. But everyone
because here on the radio show, it's kind of like we kind of create our own little world inside of it.
Right.
But with that, it's like these are people you work with.
Right. And I was really hesitant about sending it to like two or three people and they ended up enjoying it even more than everyone else. So I was super proud of myself. Everyone should try something, you know, a little risky at work. You'll end up making friends.
And if you could fit in any of our lingo or any of our inside jokes,
that'd
be even better. And take screen caps of it.
I would love to see how the African-American joke would go over in a board meeting.
Probably terribly. You'd be fired.
Yeah, I don't think it would work at all.
I did the farticle one once.
Well, that's not bad.
I don't think you would be fired if you corrected somebody for saying African-American.
In meetings and someone's like, yeah, so blah, blah, blah. We have all of these articles. I'm like, farticles.
Nailed them.
I think what would happen is everyone would think that you're really hypersensitive about being PC and everyone would start being more PC around you if you did more like African-American once. If you did it deadpan, they'd be like, fucking Marie's really sensitive about race. You have to be careful with what you say.
No, you don't understand. I'm being overly because it's so stupid. You know, it's like one of those things you have to explain. It's never fun when you have to explain any of the inside jokes that we have to people in your real life because it's happened to me a few times.
I never explain anything. If a joke doesn't go over well, I deadpan face it until they think I'm serious and then they get weirded out.
That makes things worse.
Exactly. It's more fun.
My usual go-to is to like if I will throw out something, be like, yeah, I was out in Tampa Bay and I'll just scream out more like Tampa gay. And then they'll just stare at me weirdly and I'll be like, it's a thing with my friend. Sorry, wrong group. Is usually what I go with.
Who doesn't get that joke? That's just a classic.
I'd be like, don't worry about it. Don't you worry. You're
don't worry about it. Or yeah, sorry, wrong group.
Don't worry about it.
No, you really want to make a scene, say, sorry, wrong race. That'll fuck them up, especially if they're all white. Sorry, wrong race. What?
Can I tell you guys something real quick?
No. Okay, keep it a secret. Keep it under your hat. Oh, wait. I have your hat.
Sorry.
Now you're
trying to do a radio show here.
Now I have your hat, so you can't keep it under it. So go ahead.
So I was working. So one of the sales guys, or like the main sales guy, actually, at my company, he's black. And
he lives in Maine.
He's an older black. He doesn't look old because black guys do not age for whatever reason. But
hey, you know what they say? Black smoke crack.
Well, that's not what they say. He looks like he's 35, but he's actually 45, but whatever, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that like he was, I walked into his office the other day trying to, you know, talk to him about like a certain sales thing or whatever. And he was on the phone at the time and he looks at me, he's like, dude, come in here. And he puts the phone on speaker. And as he puts the thing on speaker, he's like, yeah, all these porch monkeys are taking the jobs away from my Mexican spics. Dude, this guy was going off on this racial tirade and, you know, God bless my coworker because, you know, he sounds like a white guy on the phone. So I guess this guy just didn't understand who he was talking to. And like him and I are sitting there like trying not to laugh out loud as this, like, you know, this old racist, you know, a greenhouse owner was just yelling about how, you know, that fucking monkey they got in the White House now. Like, it was the most racist, awful nonsense I've ever heard. And it was like he called in for parts, like, and he went off on that. Like, that was the weirdest Like, have you guys ever heard, like, accidentally overheard somebody just being themselves in an awful state and they're just unapologetic? But you know, if you called them out on it, they probably would be apologetic about it.
Well, it kind of happened to my mom when I was younger. She was at the deli at, like, the grocery store. And the lady at the deli didn't speak good English. She spoke better Spanish. So my mom
didn't speak English well.
Yeah, so So my mom was speaking to her in Spanish. And these two, these two Jewish ladies were behind her. My mom was ordering in Spanish. And my mom was taking a while. She was ordering a lot of food. So the two ladies behind her go, "She must clean a house or something. She's taking forever. Like, these housekeepers, just, they're the worst." Because, you know, because she was speaking Spanish. My mom was a housekeeper. My mom turned around and she goes, "I could buy everything in both of your carts. Why don't you shut the fuck up?" They both left public.
In Spanish?
In English.
In English.
Because they were because they thought my mom didn't speak English, that she was speaking Spanish, because she was speaking Spanish to the lady that worked the deli. And these two Jewish ladies behind her, "Well, she must clean someone's house. Oh my God, she's taking forever," referring to my mother.
Oh wow, because she was speaking Spanish.
Yeah, so my mom turned around.
Just to assume she didn't speak.
The ladies left their cart and left the Publix.
Good.
Well, of course they should.
They left their cart just in the middle of the grocery store and walked out.
Did they run?
One thing
I don't know. They didn't run. They just walked out awkwardly. Mom wasn't chasing them or anything.
Well, it's one thing to, like, speak in a different language in America, assuming that that person probably won't speak it, and talk trash about that person.
Yeah.
But just to speak English, just assuming they don't speak English, like, that's another whole level of dumbness.
It was Miami, so the chances were on their side that she didn't speak English.
Apparently, I got my dad tells a story about how him, because he speaks Dutch with him and all of his brothers. Apparently, they were, like, in line at, like, a gas station or something, trying to buy. And, like, I guess there was this big fat woman at the front of the register. And there was a husband who was, like, a decent looking dude, you know, who happened to be with her or whatever, something like that. And they just started speaking Dutch to each other, going, like, "Look at this fat fucking pig. Like, how did the guy like that end up with someone like her?" You know, like, and she turns around and in Dutch says to them, "Because my personality is great." They just were like, my dad is like, "Joel, I felt the blood rush out of my face and I had to leave." You're like, because what are the chances? It's one thing if, like, you're in somewhere else. Yeah. What are the chances somebody's going to be speaking Dutch?
Wow. That's really bad. Yeah.
Yeah. He said that happened to him when he was, you know, in his teens. He's like, "I've never talked shit about anybody in Dutch ever since then." So.
Yeah, have you ever been racist accidentally?
Plenty of times.
Like, that happens to me. I'm not even meaning to, and then I realized, man, I was pretty fucking racist.
Like, it's like when you say the J word.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like,
you don't mean to, it just happens.
I'm not trying, or like when certain white people say Puerto Rican, like, it's the correct word, but when you say it, it sounds really racist. You know what I mean? When someone like this says,
"I just got stabbed by a Puerto Rican."
No, not even. It has to be, you know.
Racist. That's just kind of saying what happens all the time.
Yeah, that's just stating statistics. But it's like saying, "Yeah, my daughter, she married a Puerto Rican." You could tell he's saying it, even though if I say, "Yeah, my sister married a Puerto Rican," it's like, "Oh, that's cool." But when it's like, "Yeah, my daughter, she married a Puerto Rican," it's like, that guy fucking hates Puerto Ricans. He fucking hates them.
I don't know. No, it was a caller that we had. Remember how I told you years ago I used to, you know, board op for, like, a political talk show or whatever? And we had this caller who called in. He was it sounded like sort of an older. He was attempting to say the correct, polite PC word for black people.
He said colored.
He said colored.
Of course. Old people think that's still, like, yep.
You know, he's like African, colored people. It just. And I was in the booth behind, like, the host, and me and the host were just and the host was like a 58-year-old, you know, old school, you know, Republican guy who just threw rail against Obama. He's leaning back in his chair crying, laughing. I'm in my booth crying, laughing. And we just kind of let this guy go for a little bit. He comes back on and he was just like, he tried to be nice and it just didn't work. Oh, I wish I had tape of that. Oh my God. That was one of the greatest phone calls I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, you know that Verizon just bought AOL?
Why would you do that?
Wait, Verizon just bought AOL?
Just like right now. This is right now.
Breaking news.
It's like the Titanic buying a canoe breaking with news. Holes in it.
Exactly, right?
Breaking
like,
news,
it
Dutch.
Doesn't make sense.
Oh, shit.
But here's the thing. Verizon purchased AOL. Do you want to know the amount? Let's see if we guess. How much do you think they bought AOL for?
Okay, it's got to be... It couldn't be in the billions. I'm going to say in the millions. I'm going to say $750 million.
Okay, Marie?
$1 million.
That's really... You're doing the Price is Right thing on me.
Yes.
Mitch?
I already know, so I'm not going to say.
Okay. $4.4 billion.
You didn't ask Sherry.
Well, Sherry knows if Mitch knows.
$4.4 billion
with a B.
What? Are you kidding me?
Mobile network provider Verizon has purchased AOL for the sizable sum of $4.4 billion. The following acquisition, America Online, will become its own separate division within Verizon, with CEO Tim Armstrong retaining his position at AOL. That's Stretch Armstrong's dad. According to CNN, Armstrong believes this new team up will provide new opportunities for growth, especially within the mobile space, if it was 1997.
You
the deal
know what it
is expected to close within the next few months. What?
The fact that they... AOL has notoriously made it so hard for people to close their accounts out. All Verizon is doing is looking for new people to send market. Advertisement oh, yeah. junk mail to.
You know, it's funny.
All
the comments are on this thing are AOL is worth $4.4 billion. What do they even do? I had no idea they still existed. Like, there's all these are people that should. I had no idea they still existed.
The real reason is because AOL. I mean, they're a shell of what they used to do as far as, like, you know, actual telecom stuff. But they own a ton of companies.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Hold on, guys. I'm going to their site right now. AOL takes forever to get onto. Hold on.
This sounds awful.
Hold on. Here we are.
Ow.
Hold on. It's
hurting my brain.
I hate it.
I'm getting. Hold on. Here we are. Dutch, do you have any more of those free minute CDs I could borrow?
God.
Please, that'd be great.
There might be some email addresses that they acquired too. Like maybe there's some.
I was going to say it's the world's most expensive mailing list that they got.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth billions, but
well, and I think
I have billions when you could have millions.
Do people still use AOL Instant Messenger?
No, I mean, no. I get maybe. I think maybe only pedophiles in like Nairobi or something.
What are the companies that they own, Mitch?
AOL used to own CompuServe. That's all.
You
I
don't
know.
Sound like Mitch.
Well, I know.
Oh,
no, I'm looking it up.
See, because I already had the information, and Mitch is still looking for it.
There's
trying to get the voices on here. Oh,
Joel, right now, there are actually 2.2 million people that still subscribe to AOL.
And how many of them are white?
Or dead?
Or both. 2.2 million people, really?
No,
well, you know, no, but you know why? A lot of people might not, but a lot of people still have their AOL email. Like, I know they're like,
right?
There's some people that they still give me AOL.com. I'm like, are you a time traveler? Like, are you sure you're gonna get this email?
It's technically they're a subscriber if they still use anything AOL related.
Let's see here. Netscape, MapQuest.
Yes, all good companies.
Oh, they own MapQuest?
I think so.
Wow.
I'm going to AOL.com right now.
Then again, I said wow, but then I'm like, I've never used MapQuest since the smartphone invention. So,
wait, do they own Huffington Post?
Yes.
Wait, who does?
AOL.
Really?
See, there you go.
Okay, hold on, Dutch. If they own Huffington Post.
Well, like I said, AOL is a shell of what it used to be, but it owns a lot of companies.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, well, Huffington Post, that right there is worth a couple billion because that's big.
So is the name of the corporation still AOL?
Time Warner? It's AOL Time Warner, right?
Yeah, I thought they partnered.
And Time Warner was
Time Warner's basically just taking a division and just pawning it off to...
Time Warner is selling AOL to another cable company.
Oh, you know, well, you know what it is? It's because Verizon and Time Warner tried to merge a couple of months ago, wasn't there? Or was that Comcast?
Yeah, no, you're right. It was Comcast, I believe.
Oh. Verizon Borg needs more sites. What does Borg sound like? I made up that voice. I'm not confident in it.
Yeah, you really should have.
I didn't mean... I would have let you go, but you bailed on it so quickly.
They own Movie Phone. So,
what's Movie Phone?
That thing that Seinfeld made fun of in an episode?
You've got mail.
What's Seinfeld?
that TV show that was on after Friends?
What's Friends?
Oh, the shitty one.
Seinfeld?
Yeah.
I didn't really like it either. I never really liked Seinfeld. It was never my thing. Probably because I'm not Jewish and from New York.
Seemed like it was a very specific dynamic or demographic.
Mm-hmm. Now, Curb Your Enthusiasm is very funny. And it's Larry David, too, but it's the show's right. Very funny.
Did you guys see that whole thing with the apology that's coming out of the Cleveland Cavaliers for that skit they ran on the Jumbotrons?
No.
No, what skit?
Yeah, let me show you real quick. Let's see. I'm going to do a full screen here.
No, do a half screen.
No, I'm going to do this.
No, half screen.
All right, so basically this is like a little promo video that was made by the Cavs, you know, promotional team that was run on the Jumbotrons of whatever. Obviously, they're playing a series against the Bulls right now, and it's in the playoffs, and here it is. Now I
time of my life. It's our song. Like this yes, I swear.
For the listening audience, he's wearing a Cavs all-in shirt. She has an apron with a red shirt underneath it.
There you go.
They're doing the dance for
this is going on for a really long time.
Let me guess, she's going to take it off. It's going to be a Bulls shirt and he's not going to catch her.
He's wearing a Bulls shirt.
Yeah. Oh, he throws
Bulls
her.
Bulls fan? I didn't know you were a Bulls fan. I can't believe she's a Bulls fan.
When it's playoff basketball time, you have to be all in. So don't make the same mistake she made.
Okay, hold on a second.
I thought you were all in.
Hold on a
second. Well, I'm all in now. Let's just watch the game.
Good. He beat some sense into her. He beat some goddamn sense into her. No, hold on. Listen, you know I'm not Mr. Censor Things, but come on, man. They really thought that wasn't going to be a fucking problem?
Yeah, they could have put real fucking production value into it instead of hiring some shitty film students. That was
That's what I thought too, Mitch.
Oh wait, we're
not talking about that part. We're talking about the domestic violence.
No, I am. Mitch on the same page. They should have put some more like with the fuzzy lens. Maybe get a better camera. I'm with Mitch.
Maybe they knew it was going to fail, so they didn't pump money into it.
In related news, Comcast buys Angel Fire, says Western Echo.
So basically, I guess the Cavaliers have came out and were like, we really apologize. We do not condone family violence and domestic abuse.
Except when it's the fucking Bulls.
Fuck the Bulls. Beat that bitch in the face if she's a Bulls fan.
So, I mean, it obviously was a joke, right? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I got that it was a joke, but they should have known. And look, my point is...
They should have known better?
They should have... I think it's funny, and you know, I'd have no problem with it. But for the general public, they should have known better. They should have known better.
Right, but then again, that was something they showed on the Jumbotron. It wasn't like they did an advertisement that ran on, like, you know, local airways.
It doesn't matter. How many
that.
People are in a playoff game?
I don't know. How many fit in one of those games?
There's like, what, 10 people 40, on each 000? Team? So 20 people?
No, it's... never mind.
In the stands.
Oh!
Yeah.
Anyways. So, I mean, you think they should have known better? Or you think it was like, okay, lighten up, everybody. Like, okay, it's obviously not abuse. Maybe
no,
I think
no, no, hold on, hold on.
To be fair, she was asking
she held
for
an
it.
Ice bag against her head. And the guy who's talking over top was like... You know, learn your lesson like she did.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, man. Look, I think it's funny. I think
what
it's,
was that, Mitch?
That last part could have been touched up just a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little domestic violence-y. I mean, I'm not saying
so.
Listen, I am not in any way saying that I don't think it's funny. And of course, if they were to play that on like on a TV show or each, it would be hilarious in a right context, but. If it would have been 20 years ago, maybe get away with it. But they can't get away with it now, and that's the problem.
Dude, if it was been 5 years ago, you could have gotten away with that.
No, I still say more than five.
Yeah?
Domestic violence. We're not talking... Maybe if it was a... Domestic violence...
I think it's been more of a hotbed issue in the last five.
Well, that's because Mayweather keeps beating the shit out of his wife.
Good point.
So, there's a lot of people beating the shit. Ray Rice? Yeah, okay, maybe it's
more
of
a... Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, between, Ray Rice and
Mayweather,
that guy from the Panthers and Mayweather. And like,
you can't be... You can't... My point is...
Adrian Peterson. Whole lot of beating going on.
This may be not a good time. The public... Exactly. Maul says the public will never lighten up. So, you can't expect them to.
Well, the thing is, I'm sure the Cleveland crowd had no problem with it, but once it hit the web, that's when everything exploded. It's not that. I'm sure that stadium cared.
There was one Bulls fan there who probably recorded it off his phone, and then this is what started it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Listen, I think it's funny. Don't get me wrong. But I'm in. Yeah, exactly. Ball says the ending part where she says, like, I'm in now. That's what made it domestic abusey. Like, the part where she was like, I'm in now because you beat some goddamn sense of my stupid woman brain. Yeah, you
threw me
brain.
Across the room, and now I have to have an ice pack against my face.
Yeah, and then apparently, Marie, didn't she scream something after she got hit?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Face first into that one. I'm not even joking. I walked.
That was a classic Marie and Royce mess around.
That was like if you guys were to take Saran wrap and then put the like Vaseline on the inside of it and make me walk through the doorway and it stuck to my face. That was the worst thing that ever happened.
Why would
to
we
me.
Do that?
That's a fun prank to do. You ever done that?
No. That sounds mean and awful.
I know. It's fun. College rules.
I went to school and got my degree.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't pull pranks on people.
I go to school.
You didn't do any pranks when you were in school.
Well, we egged a guy's house once.
I go to school.
That was it?
Yeah, but he raped my friend, so.
What the fuck, Marie? Hey, fair is fair. Fair is fair. Mom
and just. You take a shit on it.
Mommy's having a little wine. I know who this
That's
is.
What's happening.
I know exactly. I know who it is. Who do I think it is? Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. The guy. He really was raped.
And we really did get egg his house later.
Well, that's a good payback, right?
No, it's not equivalent, really.
Yeah, come on. Egg never gets out.
I don't want to get into this. I don't want to get into this conversation.
Egg never gets out.
Really, we're having fun, and now it's just weird.
Good job playing pranks, and Marie just drops the rape bomb.
Surprise!
You ever have a prank like someone try to pull on you, and it just turns south on them?
Rape?
Well, I remember this one.
it just turns into rape.
It wasn't. I was there, but
mine almost did. But I'll let Royce finish his story, and then I'll tell mine.
I was there, but the prank didn't go wrong on me. It went wrong on Nathan. Nathan Hippo Juice. Nathan. Was we were hanging out with my brother and with our pal Greg, and Nathan was like, "Hey, come over to the house, you know, to us. Like, I have a candlelit dinner for you, ready for you, you know, fucking around." So when Ryan and Greg walk in, Nathan is laying on the bed, buck naked, with you know, face down, and with a candle and like a piece of toast, like you know, as his dinner, candlelit dinner. What they didn't realize is that Greg and Ryan stopped by Walgreens and bought some silly string. So Nathan can't move because he's completely buck naked and his mom is right in the house because it was his mom's house. So they start pelting him with silly string and he can't move. He can't move. His stupid little nude candlelight dinner prank turned on him when he's
going to set his bed on fire.
No, good. I wish he did. Or the time that we went over to Nathan's house, same thing. And all he came outside with was completely naked except holding a stop sign in front of him that he stole. And then his mom walks out behind from the back door and sees his brass. She goes, "Nathan, put some pants on."
What about the time, isn't this story you guys told me that Nathan, I guess, like he walked into a bathroom before you guys did.
Oh, yeah.
And pulled his pants all the way down to his ankles.
Yeah.
Okay, hoping you guys would walk in behind him and see his butt, but you guys like, you know, left for a quick second.
Yeah,
and
yeah, a black such guy pranksters.
Came in. We used to play this prank every time someone walked into the bathroom. If you walked in before them,
I did the same thing.
Yeah,
by the way,
you would drop your pants all the way down. So your ass was showing when they walked in. We do it all the time. Well, we were at a highway rest stop to show you the quality of air we were in. And Nathan walked in and he was going to nail Ryan with the prank. So Ryan was about to walk in, but he happened to get a phone call before he walked in. So he didn't walk into the bathroom. Instead, these two thuggy black dudes walk in and Nathan's standing there mid pee. And they're like, "Man, that's fucked up. What the fuck are you
Nathan,
doing?
Stop it. This is why you keep getting molested."
I haven't played that in a while.
That was the most perfectly timed clip. So yeah, that was pretty bad one. So what happened to you, Dutch?
Oh wow. I lost what I was gonna say earlier.
Oh.
I completely forgot what I was going to say. Oh. Sorry, I just saw him throw all the Nathan stories.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Marie has two buttons now.
You can't have two buttons. You can only have one.
Marie has two buttons now.
We give you one tonight, and then we give you a judge.
No!
It's so loud.
I'm digging it. I'm loving it.
Sorry. Mitch gave me a bigger soundboard.
Oh, shit. What was I going to say earlier?
I don't know. Something?
What were you talking about?
Something stupid.
Pranks that went wrong?
Pranks that went wrong? College
pranks? Yeah, but
pranks?
I forgot the one I was going to
say. Vaseline? That's... Jerking off your friends? I don't know.
This weekend, we may have, me and Joe might have been bored, and we happened to take a bunch of bottle rockets with us in our pockets. So we would take them off and just drop, we would drop the couple in a couple bar toilets. That was fun. But that went right because it was hilarious. Dutch, yeah. Are you still thinking?
Dude, you ever had that? Like, you're geared up to tell a story and then you completely lose it. Wow. I am retarded.
Don't you worry. It'll come back.
It probably wasn't that interesting anyways.
Yeah, it couldn't have been as good as egging someone's
house
because they raped your friend.
Sherry, do you have any fun prank and or rape stories?
Well, while I try to think about what I was saying, what I was going to say earlier.
Thanks, Sherry.
Oh, I had one. Not the one I was trying to think of
Nailed
earlier.
It, Sherry.
But
thanks, Sherry.
What? You're welcome.
I'm talking the rest of the show.
Do you have any... I'm trying to get another voice in Dutch, like you said. Do you have,
you're being cunty.
Do you have any rape slash... rape? What did Marie say? Any rape slash prank stories?
Prank slash rape stories.
Prank slash rape
Funny
stories.
Funny ones.
I have a gross one.
Okay. Those are the best.
In high school, one of my friends and I bought a box of pads and a box of tampons and covered them in strawberry jelly and put them all over one of the main hallway bathrooms. And it was really gross.
Jesus.
It was never caught. And it was disgusting.
It's really gross.
That was the worst time.
When I was in college, guys in one of the fraternities put a dead deer that they hit on the side of the road. They propped it up in one of the girls' dorms bathrooms. And they propped it up like it was reading a newspaper and it was taking a shit.
That's hilarious, actually.
It was just bleeding.
My friends and I in high school used to play turn the lights off in the bathroom and then try to find each other in the dark after everyone was home and it was just like late after practice because we were dumb. And somebody came in one time and we're like, oh shit. So we started to hide. And I think my friend just climbed into a garbage can, but didn't even duck down. So she was just standing in it. And I was just standing in the wall. We weren't hiding at all because we couldn't move. And we're like, please don't turn on the lights. Please don't turn on the lights. This is going to be the most uncomfortable. Oh, hey. Thanks for finding the lights. It was really dark in here. We were having a hard time.
My floor used to do that too. Like every once in a while, a guy would be a victim of, you go in, take their towel and take their clothes that was next to the shower and then turn the lights off. And everybody always came out the same way, like, you know, with a paper towel, like trying to cover it, going, running back to the room or whatever. Not me. Because I had seen this happen about five times before they tried to do it to me. I came out strolling like I was wearing a top hat and had a cane and a monocle. I was just like, hey, what's up, fellas? And like, I was just like, I started running at them down. And they were just like, well, this was a bad idea. We didn't know what naked guy was going to run after us. And so they never did it to me after that.
Ooh, naked guy running can be very awkward to teenagers.
Unfortunately, we had a few girls in the dorm at the same time.
Unfortunately
for me, I was all plumped up from the warm shower. So I looked good. I was presenting well. Like a peacock.
I once did this prank where I made fun of a girl's dead mom because she liked Reba McEntire.
That was a prank. That's what happened on
that was
air.
Real life.
Oh,
that's real life.
It backfired.
14-year-old, and you were 28.
That
was on Twitter, actually.
It backfired on me, that prank, because I'm not a good person.
And none of your friends supported you. We were all like, no.
She's 14, dude.
Okay, well, you know what?
All of us just going, we're not behind you.
That was a long time. I would like to think that I have softened
in my
old age.
That was in the early years.
I have softened in my old age. I am not as bad as I was before.
You're
really
so fat.
See, that was just mean.
It's the thing.
Is Sherry drinking tonight? She's being mean tonight.
She had one glass. No, she had three glasses.
I had two at book club.
Yeah, she had a
book,
lot.
Book club? Book, book club? What was the book?
This is where I leave you. I started a book club. I'm not just part of a book club. I started a book club.
Why are you leaving me? You probably shouldn't.
This is where I leave you.
Is that the name of the book, or is that what you're telling Mitch right now?
I feel like this is a bad time for that. I mean, we have a dog up.
What was the book about?
It's going to sound really lame, but it was very funny.
So lame.
any more lamer than book club? No. Go ahead.
Fuck you. A guy's dad dies right after he catches his wife cheating on him with his boss. Like, he walks in on them. And it's
about Schmidt.
Right. It's a dysfunctional Jewish family. They don't get together, so they sit Shiva for 7 days, which means they all sit basically at the ground and have people come in.
Sounds terrible.
And they stand at, so like their crotches in their face, and they help them mourn when really this family is so fucking dysfunctional. It makes
this is a book?
And it's, yeah. And it was.
Is it like one of the best sellers?
Yeah. And it was actually, it was very funny. And it's a movie, actually, which I plan on watching this weekend.
With who?
It's called Independence Day.
No! Hey.
So Sherry's talking about this book club a lot. All they do, they read a book, they meet, they talk about the book for 3 minutes.
And drink wine.
And then
wine.
They drink a lot of fucking
so
wine and eat appetizers
wine.
And gossip about whatever fucking things women gossip about.
That's
for like three
basically
up.
What all book clubs are. My sister's
yeah, that's what it is.
Too.
It's just for a bunch of bitches to get together and...
Whoa.
It's really good, actually.
Whatever.
Do they have to be bitches, though?
Next.
Everything.
I don't have time for books.
Mal says book club, aka Sherry, started a lesbo orgy meetup in her garage while Mitch watches Minecraft videos.
No, she went to someone else's.
I told you not to tell him.
She went to someone else's garage.
That was a really good slam.
It really was.
It was a slam. It's true. So there's a movie.
Well worded.
Well, shit, if book clubs are lesbo orgy meetup time, I should start a book club.
Join a book club.
I didn't realize that's what they were. I thought they were talking about books.
You have to actually read a book, though. Not into that part of it.
You can cliff note it.
Yeah.
I like reading.
Let's say you're a weirdo.
It's a thing I like to do.
So you wake
because
up like
I get,
5 in the morning.
I get to... I do not. I get to leave my sad, depressing life and go into somebody
what
else's.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Sad, depressing life.
You're
going to
get a puppy. You have a puppy on the way.
You guys are having
Yield
a kid.
Smash on Mitch.
My homemade wine is strong.
Is it? Yeah, that's what Mitch calls it when you complain.
Is it really?
Didn't we decide it was like 19% ABV?
Yeah, we did.
But also,
homemade wine is strong.
It is. I made a homemade Merlot, and it's delish. Totes delish.
I'm going to say that from now on. If I step over the line, I'm just mean. Like, I'm just way too mean to somebody. Homemade wine is strong.
It sounds so backwater.
Very funny.
I'm drinking a homemade wine.
Moonshine?
I smushed the grapes with my own feet.
Ooh. I would like the grapes off your toes.
She poured juice from a box into a jug and let it sit for a month.
Okay, because your homemade brewing is that much better.
I do have I've been.
You don't like Mitch's beer?
Kids.
Yeah.
No, seriously. How do you make homemade wine? What is there a hard process?
It's the way I've been doing it is just an extract kit. It's super easy. Follow the directions. Pour the concentrate in with the water and add
like,
a couple things here and there.
So you're making Kool-Aid.
Yeah, basically. But then you add in yeast. It's like Kool-Aid or like the frozen orange juice.
Yeah, from concentrate.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and then you just add water and yeast.
But it's like $3 a bottle when all is said and done, so.
It tastes good, too. I will say that.
All right.
Does it get you drunk?
Apparently.
Yeah.
I would probably just pay the extra $4 for a bottle and not have to go through the trouble.
It's for fun. Dutch. Don't you know what fun is?
Possible food poisoning doesn't sound like fun to me.
Because
if you screw it up at all, you're going to be dying the rest of the week.
I mean, I haven't gone blind yet.
But if there's alcohol in it, wouldn't it be fine?
Yeah, I'd rather leave it to professionals rather than do it myself.
You just don't trust your own.
Yeah, leave it to the professionals at Coors Light.
Of course I don't trust me. Do you trust me with anything?
No.
No.
I wouldn't trust me with anything either. Of course.
All right, good point. I don't trust you, but I do trust Sherry and Mitch. They're professional drinkers.
I would never know.
Fact.
They know what they're talking about.
I'll go to them for, like, you know, advice on women. Killing and stuffing animals, but making beer or wine. Like, beer is one thing. Like, they have so many, like, brewery kits out there, but wine? I haven't seen a wine, home wine kit ever. Yeah, I just assume you just leave grape juice out for a long time and it becomes wine.
Well, you were an uncultured
dude. It's a lot harder to make wine than you would think.
Yeah.
We tried.
I left out your...
Did you try wine?
Yeah.
You tried, like, from grapes?
Did you try wine before beer?
No, I did beer first, but we tried... there's, like, the Welch's grapefruit juice, like the prison
that
wine.
That was so bad.
It's very hard, and it was really gross.
I am not good at hooch.
Why are you guys making prison wine?
For funsies. Why not? Shut the fuck up.
It's for science.
Look how defensive they both
are. Science, bitch!
They have really long winters. What do you expect them to do? That's a good point.
I don't know. Kill some goddamn wildlings or something.
Well, there's 18 feet of snow in front of your door.
Oh.
Yeah, I would come up with ways to make drugs as well.
Yeah.
Drugs don't grow as good here.
Yeah, because it's a frozen goddamn tundra.
My dad grew pot once.
Was it an accident?
Yep, and I let it grow to boob height, and then I ripped it out and threw it away. My brother wasn't very happy with me.
What's wrong with you?
It was pot, and it was in the front yard.
Nerd.
Oh, it was in the front yard? Yeah, you would have gotten in big trouble.
My dad started pot in my mom's greenhouse thing inside the house. He just wanted to see how long it would take before she noticed what it was.
Well,
how long did it take?
I grew for a little bit. She's like, what's this? And he's like, it's pot, and then she pulled it out.
God damn it.
Why wouldn't he just say it was a weed?
Yeah.
Because she would have pulled it out.
Pulled it out if she said if he said it was a weed. So.
Well, then he should have just said something
okra.
Else.
And then she got all mad at him, like, it's illegal. I was like, nobody's going to care.
Really? No, they're not. Nobody's worried about one plant in a greenhouse.
Yeah, in a little fucking, in a 4 foot tall plastic greenhouse inside you.
That's so silly that something that just grows naturally is just illegal. It's like, oh, that plant's illegal. You're not allowed to have that plant. All the other plants are fine, but not that one.
Yeah, I could eat poison ivy legally, and no one would say anything to me. I could eat it. I mean, I thought it was
a raspberry bush. Poison ivy looks like a raspberry bush.
Have you guys seen this video where this girl was just dared to jump off the roof? There's no, like, catch. There's nothing to, like, break or fall or anything. It was just like, hey, jump off the roof because I dare you.
And she did it?
Yeah, check it out. I'm screen sharing. Do you got me?
She's going to, we see it, but I mean.
There we go.
It's going to hurt.
Let's see.
Why would she do that?
God, I'm feeling the
why would she do that? Don't do
it. Oh, like, my God.
Bent backwards.
Yeah, did you saw how she fell?
Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Friends do not care.
Wait, that's it? That's how it ended? They were laughing at her? She probably hasn't broken something.
Well, obviously, when you're high. Hold on, let's see that fall one more time.
No, I don't want to. It was awful.
Oop.
No, what I don't happened? Want to. No, don't do it. No. Mm. Okay, fine. But no. Okay, fine. Know. But it was so bad.
God, I'm feeling the breath.
No, I don't want to watch the end. No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
What is she?
Yeah,
what
did you saw how she fell?
Why did she try to land?
Yeah, she fell like she came off a roof.
Why would she try to land on her feet? Tuck and roll.
Look, they're just going, oh, man, what do we do here? Why? Have you guys ever like done something that stupid? Like someone just dared you, hey, do jump off the roof with nothing catching you.
My brothers have jumped off our second story balcony in Pittsburgh when there was like 3 feet of snow on the floor and they were just jumping.
There
in the
you
powder.
Go. Something to catch you.
Yeah.
I fell off a roof once.
Doing.
It was when my mom lived in an apartment. She lived on third floor, so I could see the garage roofs like on top of them. And there was a squirt gun that somebody had thrown up there. So, of course, I wiggled up the fence and the dumpster and got onto the roof and got the garbage or the squirt gun, which was broken in the first place. And
which is why it's on top of a roof.
Right. So then I didn't know how to get down. So I kind of wiggled my way down on my belly and hung by my hands. And let go, did not catch my balance, and blacked out when I hit the ground. It's a thing I do. I black out.
Didn't you black out recently?
Speaking of fucking blacking out like an idiot.
Sure. Oh, no.
Yeah, tell us about that story.
I'm weeding the garden, and I'm sitting there. Dandelions are bitches. So I'm sitting there trying to yank out this dandelion, and lots of them, by the way. And I'm like, why am I hurting my wrist for this? Like, let's go get the trowel. So I'm using the trowel to dig up the dandelions. This is riveting, I know.
By the way, trowel is a small shovel. Yes. For those of you just tuning in for the Home and Gardening Network segment.
No, it gets
of
better.
Dutch and Royce.
It gets a lot stupider. Hold on.
It can't
so
possibly.
Our trowel has been known for bending backwards. So we just bend it back into place. So it bends completely backwards on me, like 90-degree angle.
Is it made out of mercury?
It's not a very good one. We probably got it at like Walmart or something.
For cheap. So I'm bending it backwards, and it snaps in half, and it leaves a cut. I'll show you on the webcam in a minute.
I can't see it.
I know. So it's
now we can see.
It's from my wrist to halfway up my forearm. It's like
let me see
inches.
It.
Let me see.
Hold on.
Whoa!
There he's coming is. Over to that.
I don't know how. This is awkward.
How'd you manage that?
Awkward. Where can you it? Even see it?
Not yes.
Ha. I look like I slipped my wrist.
So it goes from here.
Is living with Mitch that hard?
Which, by the way, yeah, that's the correct way. If you're going to kill yourself, is the right way to do it.
You're pressing.
So she has a...
she's like, you're pressing
like
on it.
7-inch long. It's great. She just, whatever. They're in your headphones. She unplugged her headphones because she's drunk and stupid. Hold on.
So why did you black out, though?
I go inside, and Mitch is right next to the sink cutting up the casing off of some homemade hot dogs. And I'm not saying anything to him. I'm just washing my hands.
Hold on!
What?
Homemade hot dogs?
Oh, my God!
Ross, do not make your own homemade brats.
Remember when we bought half a cow?
Homemade brats.
Yeah, what else are you going to do with it?
You guys are weird people!
Yeah,
every week there's like a new little weird thing with you two.
They taste really good. You wouldn't.
I'm sure they do, but come on.
You know what? You wouldn't be laughing if you taste them. You're like, holy shit, these are actually really good.
Wait, not, I love your feet in my mouth.
They're not ballpark franks, you morons. They're fucking.
Whoa, Mitch is defensive about his homemade hot dogs.
It's a Swiss family Heil doll.
And meat is very important
to
me.
His wieners are important to me. So anyway, can I continue?
Yeah, fine.
Yes. I apologize. I'm sorry.
So they sat on their homemade toilet.
So I go in, I'm washing the cake on dirt off my hands, and I'm watching my arm kind of bleed. And I'm like, no big deal. And then I start getting a little lightheaded. So I just casually look at Mitch. I'm like, can you give me some like gauze bandage? Maybe like a long band-aid or an ace bandage or something to hold the gauze on with. And he's like, what? Like, what did you do? So I showed him this 6-inch cut on my arm, which was really honestly just a scrape.
So hold on. So she's like, can you go get me some gauze or something? I'm like, okay, whatever. I can go find you something. But I just want to see like, how long is your cut? She's holding her wrist up like this, and I can see there's blood running from like here down to here. I'm like, oh, did you cut yourself up here and it's just running down? And she's like, no, it's the whole thing.
No!
So then I'm trying to think to myself, like, okay, how do I get this much gauze? I need to go find something like that. She's like, and then she's like, no, do it now. Now.
No.
And like, I could hear the persistence in her voice. I'm like, oh,
because I can feel myself getting lightheaded, and I'm like, I just need to wrap this thing up.
So you thought the gauze was gonna stop you from
wrapping it up? Is it gonna be better? So, is that gonna prevent you from fainting?
What did you? Meanwhile, like And by the way, it's not gushing. It's just kind of a line. That's why I didn't think anything of it.
So I go and I sit down at the kitchen table and I continue like trying to clean this thing with whatever I had, which was probably nothing. So I'm like, no, I need to sit on the floor. I am really getting lightheaded. So Mitch comes over.
She scratched
herself. He's doctoring me up. And I'm like, I need to lay down. And then I pass out for just like 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds. And I hear his voice. And I'm like, whoa, totally just blacked out for literally a split second. He goes, should you sit up? I'm like, no, the floor, it's so cold. And I feel so hot right now. By the way, I'm known for passing out with blood. Not like Mitch can bleed all day. That's fine. I can handle that. But when it comes to my own blood, like donating blood or whatever, I'm out.
I got it all day.
I do this all day, Winston.
So moral of the story, Sherry scratched herself a little bit and she fucking passed out.
Dude, don't, because you're a girl. You can get away with that. My father, with that kind of shit, passes out in a heartbeat when he sees any kind of blood for whatever reason. Like
my older brother's the same way. Whenever there's like an injury or something like that, he fucking turns white, pale as a goat.
It's like a fainting goat type of response. Yeah.
Meanwhile, when I almost cut my thumb off, you know, I cut out my leg and I'm getting stitches and shit. I'm trying to push the doctors out of the way so I can see what they're doing. I'm like, no, I want to see it. That looks cool. What are you doing to my leg?
I've never had a problem with that either.
I was just really glad I didn't pee myself when I fainted, because that's happened to me multiple times also.
You pee yourself and you pass. How often do you, how often do you pass out?
Apparently all the time.
Not recently in the last few years, but when I was in like elementary school, it used to be
she
like,
was fainting girl in elementary school.
I peed on one of the recess, like, school
aides. By the way,
aides.
I didn't know this until after I started dating her. She would have been much less cool if I had known this beforehand. Like, oh no, I'm dating fainting girl.
No, I waited 3 years to tell you.
Make sure you're around sharp things. So
you're all up there at your school play, and she just kind of falls over off the risers.
I once passed out at a bowling alley, not because I was drunk, because I was like 19, and they had to call the cops or the ambulance.
Why'd you pass out?
Because I hit my...
She was bowling so fucking hard.
Oh, so hard.
I'm right-handed, and I hit my inside left ankle so hard it caused me to pass out. And I woke up, and there was all these people circling me, like the view from a movie. And they're like, Sherry, are you okay? And this was the bowling alley I worked at for 2.5 years. This was maybe like a month after I quit. And they're like... Then one of the ambulance people is like putting an oxygen mask on me. They're like, you want some oxygen? I'm like, no. They're like, you want to go to the hospital? I'm like, no, you are too expensive for me. No.
My girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. It's like your body's like shut down. Like, okay, this is obviously pain that your little brain can't handle. We're just going to shut down and go into hibernate for a minute or two.
When they would try and give me shots as a kid, it would take two nurses and my mother to hold me down.
Oh, wow. You're like, you don't handle pain at all, apparently.
I have O negative blood, so like it's fucking gold running through these veins, okay?
It's just nobody can get
Holy
it.
Holy shit. Yeah, you get like $900 a month for donating.
I tried donating once and like at work, and I got halfway through when I fainted, and I was really surprised I made it that long.
I'm gonna start stealing her blood at night.
You should, dude. The only other time I've ever passed out, well, I've passed out, I think, twice in my life. Once was with, was with Royce and Marie in New York City.
I got the
E-Rock and Big Kevin.
I remember that. I also remember how funny it was.
Hey, I got the ending song. Well,
you weren't turning it on.
I had Faint from Linkin Park.
I was letting them go.
Nailed
I can
it.
Pull up a song.
I fucking nailed. No, but see, I'm playing a song that's related to what they were. Anyway, when Dutch passed out, all I remember is I remember Big Kev on the phone calling the begrudgingly calling the police, because God forbid he had to do something. And right. I remember then him going, no, forget it, he's fine. Then Dutch got up, and the problem is he was dehydrated because he had a heat stroke.
It was fucking like 120 degrees
that
day. And
the cups that they were giving him were like the size of like shot glasses of water. So he's trying to get hydrated, and he just can't. And I then I remember it was a nurse was the one that helped that the female.
Yeah,
nurse,
that right? Cute Asian chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really want to play your music? I don't have to play mine if you don't like it, Dutch. If it makes you feel bad, I know it's your show. I didn't mean to usurp it from you.
Well, no, it was just like, you know, we were having a fun little conversation there, and you're like, no, we're done. I need music.
Well, I mean, now you're being bitter.
I'm just saying, like, she was...
Can I say why I'm bitter so I can go to bed? I'm super tired.
Okay, then go to bed.
But I need to say why I'm bitter.
You're better than us.
There you go. Dutch could do whatever he wants. I didn't mean to make him angry. Now, Dutch is all...
Well, no, it's not that I'm angry. It was just like, great. You know,
shut
Sherry
up,
was
girl.
Telling a great story, and then all of a sudden, you two all of a sudden are like, no, show's over. It's like,
and
okay.
That's not what I was doing at all. I was going to let her finish the story. It's a long song, so I figured...
Ignore these bitches. Why are you better?
Me? Or Marie?
I'm doing this job.
I'm better because...
All right, hold on. What am I doing here? I'm doing...
You're ending the show. Please end the show.
Radio okay, is hard.
Just go to bed. You already said yours. Just go to bed. I don't need your negative attitude right now.
Nailed it.
So, Royce, why are you better?
No, I don't want to, no. Forget it. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm
why?
Just, I'm fucking kidding. Anyway.
Is it United Front against Dutch tonight?
No,
what
I'm
happened?
Just fucking around. I'm better than you because I will be interviewing my super best friend in the entire planet tomorrow.
Just you?
Just me. Phil Lord. All right, fine.
I feel like we've all been friends.
Royce Lopez featuring Hippo Juice.
That seems a little... Yeah, whatever.
Shut up, he's my friend.
All right, Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I am dating the fainting goat.
Apparently so. Oh, yeah, Sherry, sure. Why are you better?
I am better than you because I am fainting girl. Da-da-da-da!
And I am better than you because the story we never got to, apparently there's a restaurant in my city that has a white appreciation day where if you're white,
yeah.
You get...
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Hopefully we can talk about this tomorrow. Yeah. I really want to get the story. We never got to it. Yep. But, hey, tune in tomorrow night if you want to hear that story. Hippo Juice, 7 to 9 here at morelikeradio.com. Anything else, you guys?
That is all.
Bye.
All
right.
Night.
Listen, no, he won't. That's all she wrote a bit. Never for the daylight shines. Because I thought it's